Welcome to Relentless. My goal for this podcast is to help you master yourself and create your dream life. I believe that self-mastery is the key to success and happiness. And even if you have all the accolades, all the riches, until you master yourself, especially your mind and emotions, you have more work to do. I heard a few things recently that resonated with my philosophy. The first is from an interview with Ryan Holiday. Ryan Holiday, in case you're not familiar with him, he takes ancient wisdom and modernizes them. Okay? And he said, ruling of the self is the greatest empire. Ruling of the self is the greatest empire. Think about that. The second is from David Goggins. In an Instagram video, he was talking about what he does on days when he wakes up in the morning, procrastinates, and doesn't feel like doing shit. And that was his word, not mine. When he wakes up and he doesn't feel like doing shit. And what he does is he pulls out his journal and reads them. In his journal, he has records upon records of how many miles he ran that day, 16 miles, 17 miles, 18 miles. And it was his way of reminding himself of how badass he is. Moreover, he was reminding us to remember how badass we are. He continues to say, I'm not preparing for anything. I don't have marathons that I'm training for, but the purpose is myself. The purpose is myself. I invite you to ponder on that, meditate on it until you understand what it means. Most people are outward focused. Everything depends on their external environment. When life's good, they're chilling. When adversity comes, they get a parking ticket, like me last week, they lose it. They have no control over their emotions. Mastering your mind is your greatest feat. And that is one of the three main areas that we focus on here at Relentless, because we like to think about life holistically, mind, body, and soul. Okay, on to today's agenda, how to fight stress. And you do have to fight. And you do have to fight it proactively, because if you don't, if you succumb to it, you're done. You lose control over yourself, your mind, your body, your emotions. So here we go. It's important to know how stress manifests in your life. How do you know you're stressed out? For me, I feel it on my shoulders and my neck, and it happens quickly. For example, when my children are fighting and I can't get them to stop, I start to move my neck from side to side because I can feel the tension building and I want to diffuse it immediately. So I let them know. Hey, mama's neck is starting to hurt. I'm starting to feel stressed. Can you help me out here? They know what it means and they stop. Now, that's just one challenge of parenting. If you're a parent, you know, and there are greater, much greater challenges in parenting. But parent or otherwise, we all have challenges. We all go through stressful situations. Alexa, stop. Life is tough. And sometimes it's tough for a very long time. Maybe you are going through financial winter. Maybe you have relationship problems. Maybe you have a loved one that's at the hospital right now, and maybe they're fighting for their life. In your day-to-day, maybe work is stressful. But most of life is mundane. So we need to learn how to manage the stresses of daily life. Now, not every day is stressful. Of course, we have days where things are fantastic, and that is wonderful. And we need to celebrate a little extra and express more gratitude on those days. I also think that some people have become so good at managing their emotions that things that would stress, annoy, or upset others don't stress, annoy, or upset them. I am one of those people. I am not easily angered. I am not easily stressed, and I don't get annoyed or upset easily. I have trained myself for many years to control my emotions. And hallelujah, here we are. So welcome to Gianna's boot camp. All right. How do you fight stress? It's a simple three-step process. Are you ready? Step number one, have self-awareness. Ask yourself, is this within my control or is this outside of my control? You can only control the controllables. Let me repeat. Is this within my control or is this outside of my control? And you can tailor your actions based on the answer. If it's not within your control, let it go. And perhaps just understanding that this thing, whatever the thing is beyond your control, perhaps is all you need to feel peace. For example, if you're looking for a job, don't let the actions of the other party, the company, the hiring manager, consume your thoughts. Oh, I haven't heard from them. Why aren't they calling me? You have no control over that. What you have control over is applying, sending in your resume, choosing where you apply, sending emails, networking, learning new skills. If there's trouble in paradise, maybe you have been fighting with your spouse, your boyfriend, whatever, ask yourself the same question. Is this within my control or is this outside of my control? Practice asking yourself that question because sometimes we continue to fix things that can't be fixed, or we try to help people who either don't want help or don't help themselves. And that's the thing that stresses you out daily. And darling, if that's you, God bless you. I don't know how you deal with it. Step number two, do things that sustain you. You need to keep your stress level low. Otherwise, you'll go insane. Here's a little side note, a very interesting finding. And it makes sense. According to research, moderate levels of stress are optimal in specific situations. For example, there was a study on test taking and stress, and the results reveal that students who had moderate levels of stress score the highest. It makes sense. You need the right amount of pressure to perform. Think about athletes. Before a game, they are focused, but they are feeling some pressure too. So, moderate stress can be advantageous to push us to act, to solve our problems. When the stress is too high, that's when people can and do fall apart. And we need to prepare for those moments because they will come. But for our purposes, we're going to focus on the stress that is unpleasant. Again, most of life is mundane. It's not every day that we have a big project at work or we're launching a new product that we need that extra push to deliver. So think about what sustains you during times of distress. For me, it's my health. Always, always, and always, no matter what is going on in my life, I take care of myself. I eat clean, I work out, read, listen to podcasts, journal, meditate, do yoga, love on my family, tend to my friendships. And if you're thinking, well, you're just bragging now, I am not. I am giving you the blueprint. Your health is everything, and it's what you need to focus on and protect when you're stressed, even when you're not stressed. I know so many people who put their health last. Oh my gosh, I haven't eaten. I haven't been taking care of myself. I've been doing this and that. I've been running around all day. Stop. Breathe. Eat. Take care of yourself. Have a little fun. I have a friend who gains weight every time she has relationship problems. When her brother was hospitalized, she gained weight. When she was helping with her cousin's wedding, she gained weight. If every time something happens, you gain weight or you lose control of yourself, of your health, what the hell's gonna happen to you? And if you're thinking, well, there are more important things than working out or making sure I eat well, that tells me that you don't have self-control, that you don't have self-discipline. You haven't mastered yourself. So I'm glad you're here. You need a sound mind to be able to make good decisions. You need a strong body to do what you need to do, to operate at a high level every single day, to become more productive. So do things that sustain you while you're in this storm, while you're figuring out what to do next or how you're going to get yourself out of this situation. And what sustains you may be different. Maybe it's art. I know someone who loves to garden, and that is, she is just happiest when she's gardening. So think about what sustains you. But also, there are fundamentals to life. And I remember I kickbox, and in every class, my coach reminds us of the fundamentals. You have to pivot your foot this way. You have to angle your body this way. It's always the fundamentals. And in life, there are fundamentals too that can sustain you. That's eating clean. That's exercising, getting good quality sleep, getting sunshine, tending to your relationships, drinking water. It's not rocket science. If you can take care of those things, your stress will be lower and you'll have a more optimized cognition to make better decisions. Step number three, do what you need to do. Some people are stressed because they focus on complaining or focus on the problem instead of finding a solution. What do you need to do? What would eliminate the stress in your life? Is it creating more opportunities for yourself? If that is what you need, go back to last week's episode. Last week's episode was about taking chances, creating opportunities, and being bold. Are you stressed because you're not happy with your body? Start taking care of it. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you make better decisions today, you're on the right track. Are you stressed because your boyfriend or husband isn't pulling in their weight in the relationship and it's been 10 years? Please, for the love of God, end it. Is there something there? Should I not have said that because I couldn't get my words out? You have at least 40 more years to live. Is this really how you want to continue your life? Okay. That is a conversation for another time. So we will recap today's episode. Remember, stress is manageable. Dare I say, even avoidable. You must proactively fight it and or manage your stress. Moderate levels of stress are advantageous in specific situations. And fighting stress is a simple three-step process. Note, I didn't say it's easy. It's simple. Let's run it back. Step one, ask yourself, is this within my control or not? Then proceed accordingly. Step two, do things that sustain you, i.e. take care of yourself, eat well, exercise, do your best to get quality sleep, drink water, get sunshine, nurture your relationships, work on your hobbies, do things that bring you joy. And step three, do what you need to do. And if you are doing what you need to do and it's not happening yet, be patient, my love, be patient. All good things take time. All right, like the video and subscribe. Follow me on Instagram. Leave me a comment. Let me know how you like the episode. All right, make it a great day. Until next time.